The first thing to notice is the words kol chamira v'chamia, which I circled in red. If you look, I also circled the part of the English translation that's on the left-hand side, and I circled it again in the second kol chamira, and I also circled down at the bottom with the translation of kol chamira. This translation by Artscroll is off because chamira actually means leaven, and which is an agent which causes leavening, and chamia means chametz. Tzadi in Hebrew switches off with the Aramaic ayin, and so chamia is really chamitza, which is chametz. And we know what chamia and chamira mean by actually looking in the Targum. So, in fact, kol chamira v'chamia should really be translated as any leaven or chametz, as opposed to any chametz or leaven. The next thing I circled is the word chamite. You'll see it in the first kol chamira. The word chamite is supposed to mean which I have not seen. It's past tense. It's kal in Aramaic, and it's supposed to mean that I have not seen. Now, the regular kal past tense for a word such as kasav, to write, it's to say I have written, it would, or I wrote, would be ana kasves. But since chame is a little bit weak with the yud at the end, the way you would say I saw would be chames, with the chatef patach under the ches, and a tseire under the mem, followed by a yud, followed by a saf. Now, the word chamite is supposed to be a contraction of chames yaseh. But if so, it should really be written as chameseh. In other words, there should be a tsere under the mem, there should be a yud there, and there should not be a dagesh kal in the taf. It should be a sub. The same thing is true of the da chazite, udla chazite, da chamite, udla chamite, in the second kol chamira. It should really be da chazese, udla chazese, and it should be da chamese, udla chamese. In other words, there shouldn't be a chirik under the zayin in the mem, but rather it's a rei. There should be a yud there, and there should not be a dagesh in the tav. It should be a sav. Next, the word biarte, which occurs in both kol chamiras. It looks like it's an attempt to be an intensive form, like the PL. However, if it were so, we would first of all, but the ayin can't get a dagesh in it, so we would expect a compensatory lengthening in the chirik. So then we should really expect something of similar to bearte with a tsere rather than a chirik. However, there's no reason I think to say that it would be in the intensive form. For example, osvaru esh b'chol mosh vosechem b'yom ha-shabbos is in the kal form. And therefore, we would expect that the word biarte should also be kal, past tense, or perfect form. And as a result, just like you have kasves, it should be something like ba'areis. With a patach under the bays, and a chatef patach under the ayin, instead of a shva, and a Seire under the Resh, and then a Sof. And then combining that together with Va'areis Yaseh, it would be Va'areiseh. Finally, the second Kol Chamira has the words Da'chazeseh Udlo Chazeseh, Da'chameseh Udlo Chameseh, and this seems to be somewhat of a duplication. If you look in the English translation from the Art Scroll, so they translate the first one with the Ches Zion as meaning recognized, and the word Chamite with the Mem, they use the word seen. In fact, these two words come from the same root. They're the same root, they're the same word, they really have the same meaning. It's just a dialectal difference, with the Zion switching off with the Mem, and they both mean seen. And so there really shouldn't be a distinction. Whether you should actually say both is another question.